Well, good morning, everyone. This is an exciting day. It's exciting to see everyone this morning. We're just going to come in and worship together. We want our hearts to be wide, our hands to be wide open to the Lord as we lift Him up in praise and thanks. As we thank Him for the new lives in our midst and the lives that are still new but have been around a little longer. Hands up, hearts open wide as the sky. We lift you high, we lift you high. Hands up, hearts open wide as we cry. God, we lift your name high. Hands up, hearts open wide as the sky. We lift you high, we lift you high. Hands up, hearts open wide as we cry. God, we lift your name high. Let all the other names fade away. Let all the other names fade away. Until there's only you. Let all the other names fade away. Jesus, take your place. Jesus, take your place. We sing. Let all the other names fade away. Let all the other names fade away. Until there's only you. Let all the other names fade away. Jesus, take your place. Jesus, take your place. Hands up, hearts open wide as the sky. We lift you high, we lift you high. Hands up, hearts open wide as we cry. God, we lift your name high. Oh, hands up, hearts open wide as the sky. We lift you high, we lift you high. Hands up, hearts open wide as we cry. God, we lift your name high. Let all the other names fade away. Let all the other names fade away. Until there's only you. Let all the other names fade away. Jesus, take your place. Jesus, take your place. We sing. Let all the other names fade away. Oh, let all the other names fade away. Until there's only you. Let all the other names fade away. Jesus, take your place. Jesus, take your place. Hands up, hearts open wide as the sky. We lift you high, we lift you high. Hands up, hearts open wide as we cry. God, we lift your name high. Our God, we lift you high, we lift you high. Hands up, God, we lift your name high. Our God, we lift you high, we lift you high. Hands up, God, we lift your name high. Our God, we lift you high, we high, high. Hands up, God, we lift your name, we lift you high. Hands up, God, we lift your lift your name high, our God. We lift you high. We lift you high. Hands up, God. We lift your name high. And hands up, hearts open wide as the sky. We lift you high, we lift you high. Hands up, hearts open wide as we cry. God, we lift your name high, our God. We lift you high, we lift you high. Hands up, God, we lift your name high, our God. High, we lift you high. Hands up, God, we lift your name high. Our God, we lift you high. We lift you high. Hands up, God, we lift your name high. Our God, we lift you high. We lift you high. Hands up, God, we lift your name. Be lifted higher. Be lifted up. Be lifted higher. Be lifted up. Oh.
Be lifted.
me, hope inside me. Your name is love, a love that always finds me, always finds me. Your name is life, your name is hope inside me, your hope inside me. Your name is love, a love that always finds me, always finds me. Be lifted up, be lifted higher, be lifted higher. King Jesus, be lifted up, be lifted up, be lifted higher. Oh, be lifted up, oh, be lifted higher, be lifted higher, be lifted up, be lifted higher. We lift you up, Jesus, we lift you higher, Jesus, be lifted up in this place, be magnified, oh Lord. You are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, you are the bright morning star. The Lamb who was slain before the foundation of the world. You are Jesus, O King of Kings, Jesus, O Lord of Lords, King Jesus. There is none like you in all the all the heavens, there's none like you. In all the earth, no one like you. In all the heavens, no one like you. King Jesus, and we praise your name. We worship you. We praise your name, we honor you, we praise your name, praise your name, Jesus. And only you, and you alone are worthy of the glory, Lord. And every crown we'll ever wear, we lay it down. We bow our knees and we confess that you are Lord all by yourself. You reign alone upon your throne of righteousness. And who is like the Lord our God, who reigns in majesty? And who formed the earth in the heavens above, the mountains, the desert, and and who deserves honor, and who deserves praise, and who is the sovereign King? Only you, and you alone, are worthy of the glory, Lord, and every crown we'll ever wear. We lay it down, we bow our knees, and we confess that you are Lord all by yourself. You reign alone upon your throne of righteousness. Who is alive? The Lord our God, who lifts those of low degree, and who by his grace, his mighty faithfulness, he calls us his family. And who deserves honor, and who deserves praise, and who is the sovereign King? And only you, and you alone, are worthy of the glory, Lord. And every crown we'll ever wear, we lay it down. Oh, we bow our knees and we confess that you are the Lord all by yourself. You reign alone upon your throne of righteousness. And who is alive? The Lord our God. He reigns in majesty. And who formed the earth and the heavens above, the mountains, the desert, and seas? And who deserves honor, and who deserves praise, and who is a sovereign King? And only you, and you alone, are worthy of the glory, Lord. And every crown will ever wear, that you are Lord all by yourself. You reign alone upon your throne of righteousness. And who is like the Lord our God, who lifts those of low degree, and who by his grace, his mighty faithfulness, he calls us his family. And who deserves honor, and who deserves praise, and who is a sovereign King? Only you, and you alone, are worthy of the glory, Lord. And every crown will ever wear, you reign alone upon your throne of righteousness. crown of righteousness. Only you, only you, only you. You can have it all, every part of my world. Take this life and breathe it on, this heart that is now.
Part of my world. Father, we thank you this morning. Lord, we thank you that there is no greater love than what you displayed on the cross. We thank you, Lord. Father, we just lift up our voices this morning and we thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your goodness, Lord. We thank you for your kindness, Lord, that we've seen from generation to generation, Lord. Father, what a morning to celebrate your faithfulness. What a morning to celebrate your goodness, Lord. If we open our eyes and look around us, we see, Lord, testimony after testimony of your faithfulness, of your goodness, of your kindness, Lord. Father, you are the God, Lord, of the generations, Lord. Father, and we will be the people that tells of your works from one generation to another, Lord, to declare your mighty acts, Lord, to tell of who you are, Lord, to speak to one another, Lord, in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, Lord, raising up a shout, Lord, raising up a melody, Lord, of praise to you, because Jesus, you are the worthy one. 1 John 3:1, I'm just going to read it in the Passion Translation, and it says, "Look with wonder at the depth of the Father's marvelous love that he has lavished on us. He has called us and made us his very own beloved children. Look with wonder at the depth of the Father's marvelous love that he has lavished on us." You know, when we think about the cross and when we think about Jesus and what he's done for us, there are so many scriptures that talk about how it was the joy set before Jesus, why he endured the cross, how he delivered us because he delighted in us, how he loved us so much that it was with joy that he went to the cross. Psalm 18:19 says, "His love broke open the way, and he brought me into a beautiful broad place. He rescued me because his delight is in me." And in Isaiah 53, it's a well-known passage to all of us, but it talks about Jesus and what he endured for us. And I'm just going to read a few verses from there. It says, "He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and as one from whom men hide their faces. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his wounds we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted. Yet he opened not his mouth like a lamb that is led to the slaughter. And like a sheep that before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. And then further on in the chapter, it says, it was the will of the Lord to crush him. He has put him to grief. When his soul makes an offering for guilt, he shall see his offspring. He shall prolong his days. The will of the Lord shall prosper in his hands. Out of the anguish of his soul, he shall see and be satisfied. By his knowledge shall the righteous one, my servant, make many to be accounted righteous. And he shall bear their iniquities. And just reflecting on him this morning and just reflecting on the kindness of God, the kindness of God that even in the garden, when man turned away from him, he promised a savior. He promised one who would make atonement for us, who would take every wrong upon himself, who would take every weight of sin and the grief and the trials that we would bear, who would take every sickness upon himself and with joy go to the cross. And with joy come to deliver us. And with joy come to make us his own, to be a people of his very own possession. If you know Jesus this morning, you have a reason to sing. If you don't know Jesus this morning, this is a morning to know him, to know the one who gave his life for you, to look with wonder upon the cross, to look with wonder upon the one who gave his life for you, to look with wonder upon the desire of the nations. One of the reasons that I love seeing people worship overseas is because I see that Jesus is the answer for every single person, for every single tribe and tongue, for every nation throughout all of history. He is the desire of our hearts. Only in him can our soul be satisfied. Only in him can we have every need and longing and desire met. We could search throughout the whole world for any other thing and it will never satisfy. Only in the blood and the body of Jesus can we find our worth, can we find our identity, can we find our purpose, because it's him, it's not us. We don't find ourselves, we find him. We don't find our purpose. We find our purpose is to glorify him and to love him and to worship him and to throw everything down at his feet like we've been singing this morning. We have a reason to worship. We have a reason to sing. We have a reason to praise. And it's because of the body and the blood of Jesus. So many people didn't understand why he came. They didn't understand that he was the true bread of life. They didn't realize that he was the living water, that people could come and drink and be satisfied. But we can look with wonder upon the cross. We can have that revelation. We can have that relationship with him because of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you this morning. We look with wonder upon the cross, Lord. We look with wonder upon the cross, whether we've known you for 50 years or whether we are first knowing you today. We look with wonder upon the cross, Jesus. What manner of love is this, Father, that you would send your Son as the salvation for the world, that you would send your Son as a sacrifice for our sins? Lord, would we look with wonder today upon John 3:16, that you so loved the world that you gave your only Son, that you so loved the world that we could have everlasting life. Lord, make it new for us this morning. Lord, may we never take it for granted that you so love the world that you gave your only Son. That Jesus, you so love the world that you took stripes upon your back. That you so love the world that you came to deliver us. That you so love the world that you would give everything, that you would give up the throne, that you would lay down your crown, that you would become a man, that you would humble yourself and become obedient to death on the cross. Lord, we look with wonder this morning that you are the Lamb who was slain before the foundations of the world. We look with wonder this morning, Father, that you would redeem us, that you would call us your own, that you would wash us and purify us and make us white as snow. Lord, we look with wonder this morning at the Lamb upon the throne. Jesus, we long to behold you for who you really are. We long to behold you as the one who was slain but who now reigns forever. Lord Jesus, you are the one who reigns forever, Lord. We worship you this morning. We praise you this morning, King Jesus. You are reigning. You are ruling. You are coming again. We lift our eyes to you, Jesus. We lift our eyes this morning. We lift our eyes to you as the one who is worthy of worship. We lift our as the only one who deserves our attention, our devotion, our affection, Lord. Father, we pour it out this morning upon your feet that you are worthy, King Jesus. You are worthy, Lamb who was slain, of every tribe and every tongue singing your praise. You are worthy of every generation proclaiming your name. Father, from the morning we get moment we get up in the morning to the moment we lay our heads down, let a song of praise be on our lips. Let your praise be continually in our mouths, Lord, because you delighted in us so much that you would come and you would deliver us. Lord, we glory in nothing this morning but the cross of Christ and your burial and your resurrection, Lord. We glory in nothing this morning except you, Jesus, the one who was slain but who reigns victorious. So as you take this morning, thank him. Let a word of praise be on your lips. Let a word of praise be in your mouth, thanking him for who he is, thanking him for what he's done. I encourage you this morning to take this with just gratitude in your hearts, with reverence for who he is. We bless your name, King Jesus. We thank you that you are the bread of life, that we can eat and be satisfied, that we can live eternally with you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are the fountain of living water, that you call us to come and to drink, Lord, freely, without money and without cost. Lord, we drink deeply this morning of you. Lord, we thank you that we take these, Lord, as representations of your body and of your blood, and that they bring us life as we commune with you, Lord. So just thank him this morning. Just lift up his name this morning. Thank him. Thank him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your body. Thank you for your blood, Lord. Thank you that you rose again, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you said that the same Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead can live inside of us. Lord, we thank you, Holy Spirit, that you came, that you made your dwelling within us, Lord God, that you don't live in a temple made by human hands. Lord, you came to make your home within us. I thank you, Father, that as we take these, Lord, Father, that we dedicate ourselves fresh and anew to you this morning, that we be temples of you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. There is no one like you. There is no one like you, Lord. Father, we humble ourselves under your mighty hand, and we lift you up this morning, Lord God, because there is no one like you, Jesus.
Dedicating four little lives to the Lord here corporately in this house to be able to lift up these children, lift up parents, lift up families. So as we just take communion this morning and we just cry out in our hearts, holy, 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 let's transition also into the dedication of four little lives. And so we're inviting the four little people and parents and families to just join us. We may have a good amount of people up here in the front. So, from what I understand, so it's just spread out so we can see everybody. Yes, we have baby Aurora Nicole Faith Miller, March 15, 2024. And the next one, we have Ethan Nicholas Anderson, August 31st, 2023. Number three is Lillianne Grace Summers, August 31st, 2023. And we have James Ricky Francisco McCray, July 24th, 2023. So the parents are gathering their family members to cluster somewhere up here. So it's kind of a little bit of a holy chaos, and we're good with that. So just spread out if you can do that. Beautiful pictures. Oh, this is great. Love seeing these four families figure this out. I kind of think the Summers family is over in this part of the church because there's so many. Wherever you can fit, that's great. Praise God. Thank you. That's so good. I love these pictures. Can you please put the slide up with all four together? The first one I texted you. Can you put that up? All I see is you can't. I don't know what you're saying. It doesn't go up. Okay, praise God. Did we get it up there? Nope. Okay, Ash, I just put it up for you again. Amen. Oh, my. Okay, so we have, this is beautiful. This is homecoming for a lot of people who haven't been able to be here, so we are very excited. So we have the Miller baby. Where are the Millers? Millers are over here. There you go. Okay. This is great. So we have Aurora Ahava Nicole Faith Miller, and she is the daughter of Andrea and Andrew Miller. So can we give a big thank you, Jesus, for that family? Okay. Amen. And then we have Ethan Nicholas Anderson. We have Ethan. Where are you, Ethan and Paris? There you go. And some of your family is here. So we have Jarrett and Mackenzie Anderson. Give a big cheer for this family. Woo! And we have Lillianne Grace Summers, who is the daughter of Andy and Nikki Summers. Give a big cheer for this family. And we have James Ricky Francisco McCray, who is the daughter of Mike and Jamie McCray. Woo-hoo! Amen. So we're very excited about this, and we gather together here in this family, in this church, and we just want to celebrate who they are. Many parents have already offered and dedicated their children to the Lord together and at home, which is great. We do this corporately so we can stand corporately. So Pastor Bill's going to mention some of the things that we're going to do. Yeah, each one? Okay. We are going to do that. So we have Andrew and Andrea. We'll come down here. I'll come down with a microphone, and then you can tell us what your favorite verse is for the child and what the child's name means. So I have to come down here, guys. Excuse me. Thank you. Okay. Hello. Congratulations.
So this is Aurora, and she has a long name, so buckle up. So her full name is Aurora Ahava Nicole Faith Miller, and Aurora means Princess of the Light, or dawn, so she's a child of light. Ahava means God's love. Nicole, which is actually my middle name, means victory. Specifically, we felt victory for God's people. Faith is a big part of both of me and Andrew's walk with Jesus, so just faith meaning trust in God. And then Miller, we put our last name on there, one who mills grain, but then I was asking the Lord even more about that, and it just shows that, you know, she's going to be a hard worker. So I wanted to say a little bit about part of her middle name that I got when we were doing the Four Keys International Bible reading. And Ahava stuck out to me as, you know, a really sweet girl's name. But Ahava in the Bible is actually the river where Ezra declared a fast and prayer for the Israelites to seek protection from God. And I just feel like that's just for her, that she's protected in the Lord. And there's so many things, you know, she has this long middle name that we didn't expect. And it just, God wants us to know how many good things he has for her, you know, God's love, victory, trust in Jesus. And her middle name is actually H-A-V-A-H. So Ahava is the river in the Bible where they fasted and prayed for protection. I don't know if you want to say what you said about Andrew had
I mean, and of just looking through the passage itself, how many days they stayed there was at that revival, just the significance of how many days they stayed there, when they left, because they stayed those 3 days. They left on the 12th day of the fourth month. And just looking into it, just like the number three, it just, I wrote it down here. That's completeness, or basically new life or harmony and wholeness. And then the 12th is of the divine government of God. The fourth month in the Hebrew calendar was of a new beginning, or basically a new start. And just like that passage and that part was just really significant, because it was also when they were going to rebuild the temple, rebuild Jerusalem after the Babylonian, the Babylonians had taken them over. And I just, even with for her, with having the name Ahava, it just to me signifies just like she's going to be of a generation that's going to be seeing a new beginning, a rebirth, just like a new foundation of the kingdom beyond what we've seen. Well, it feels like things may have been torn down, like, you know, things have been kind of crazy, but I just see her being part of that generation, just to rebuild God's kingdom even stronger than what we've ever seen. And I'm just praying that into our life, just with that significance.
Amen. And then so our scripture over her is my life verse, Proverbs 3, 5 through 10. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes, but fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your body and refreshment to your bones. Honor the Lord from your wealth and from the first of your produce, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. So we just pray that for her, that just all her days, even just as we were praying for her this, how so long even before she was born, just that she would know the Lord, trust in him. We thank you, Jesus, that she's protected in you. We thank you for the joy so much joy she's given us, and we're just, thank you, Lord. We're so overwhelmed by God's goodness. We love you, Jesus. Thank you for this precious girl. In Jesus' name.
Man, God bless you guys. That's so beautiful. Okay. Well, we are so glad to be here also. And we're just going to get all the names in. James, Ricky, Francisco, McCray, and the family. Hi, guys. Good to see all of you here. And we're going to pass the mic over to you.
Well, good morning. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here. So excited to see you all, and God is so good. just awesome time of worship and communion. Just constantly reminded of how good God is. He's so good to all of us. So our baby James, he's an amazing little guy. Just as Jamie and I have been, you know, talking and praying, a word had been coming to me quite a decent amount, and it's the word strength over him specifically. Every time I would think of him or pray, you know, just kept hearing that word in my spirit, strength, strength, strength. He's already a strong kid to begin with. I mean, we've been told numerous times, he's got like one of the strongest grips ever as a baby. He's so strong, as you can see, you know. But on the spiritual side of things, that he, you know, we believe that the Lord is giving him that strength, and that's going to be... just like, you know, Samson in the Bible, just like King David constantly drew into God as his strong tower. And actually, a verse that goes along with it is Proverbs 18:10. So another verse in Proverbs. And I think some of you probably already know it. Proverbs 18:10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. So that, you know, as Pastor Bill shares often, you know, when we are weak, we are strong in him. And so that James is really going to press into the Lord. He's going to be one that just leans into the Lord for that constant strength, that constant empowerment. Also, in the same way how Jesus told Peter, the disciple, that on this rock I will build my church. And there's just something really immovable, very constant. We just really feel about him that, you know, he's just going to have that immovable strength in the Lord. You know, And also the joy of the Lord is our strength. So he's also a kid with a lot of joy. You know, he's constantly smiling. He's just so full of life, full of love. Yes, and all of the above.
Okay, the name, James. So we do have Jameses in our family, and so it's a beautiful name to take and name our son, and then as well from the Bible. But it was on Mike's heart and mine soon after just to use Jamie as a namesake, and I had never thought of that, but was really honored, you know, to consider that before the Lord and pray through naming him James. And so, and then if you're ready for this, it seems like we have like a William Wallace from Braveheart, because when we put all of his names together, we didn't realize Son of Thunder, Ricky, which is after my father here, strong, brave, adventurous, and royalty, and Francisco after Mike's late grandfather on Mary Teresa's side, her father, means free man. And so we just see him being raised up by the Lord, by us, through us, to be one in his generation that is strong for the Lord, filled with his strength, but only because he receives it from the greatest source of all, Jesus himself. And so we pray that over him, and we lift him up to the Lord that way. And it's just exciting to dedicate our fourth and most likely our last one to Jesus. So, you know, woo, we're going out with a bang, everybody. Amen. That's what I have to say. I'm pretty sure that's spiritual. That's
good. I'm not questioning that. So praise God. That's really good. Welcome, families, too. Oh, we have this other little angel, Ethan Nicholas Anderson. Beautiful parents here and family.
So we named Ethan. We came across that name, and we don't really know many Ethans. And we found out that it meant strong and enduring. And also, Ethan is someone in the Bible who is known for his wisdom. And so, and then his middle name is Nicholas, which Jared's middle name is also Nicholas, and my middle name is Nicole. And like she said, it means people of victory. So Ethan already has shown his strength as well. I think he's going to grow up and be best buds with James, because he's got the joy of the Lord in his heart too. And he's very strong, and we believe, like, mentally strong as well. You can just see it in his eyes. He takes everything in and observes, and even during labor, like, the doctor said that he had wisdom. So we're just believing that the wisdom of the Lord would just fall on him all the days of his life.
Then the verse that we have for him is in Colossians. It is Colossians 1, 9 through 12. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. So we just pray that over him, and it's a great life verse for him, and we've seen a lot of fruit in that already in his life.
And I wanted to add about victory of the people, and just that we live in victory and we want to share that with others. And I just pray that he would live his life in victory and helping others to walk in victory as well that Jesus gave us.
Amen. We have a big cheer for this family too. So beautiful. Oh, man. I'm sorry nobody from the Summers family could show up. That's really kind of like sad today, but it'll be all right. So... Lillian Grace, oh, we love you, girl, and love all these babies. I know. So I'm going to pass it over.
Yes. Oh, here we go. Her name is Lillian Grace, and it's kind of a combo. Many of you know that obviously she was adopted. The story, we would be here for hours. But one little thing is that the birth mother, Aaliyah, she was praying and asking the Lord. She was incarcerated, and she knew she was pregnant, and she heard the name Lily. And so when we had a conversation with her she shared that's what her name was, and then Nikki and I were, you know, kind of praying through that, and we had called Lawrence and Cynthia to let them know about the whole situation. They were praying for us, and they call us back the next day, and this is the very beginning stages of everything, and they're like, when you called us yesterday and asked us to pray over the situation, we were standing next to a very specific store, and the name of that store was Lily McAllister. And so it was, that was an extra thing. We're like, wow. And Lily means pure. It means innocence. Obviously, it's a flower. there's an aroma everywhere that she goes. And so, and then Anne is Nikki's grandmother's name, and Grace is my grandmother's name. And so we kind of want to have all three coming together to represent, you know, just how the Lord works with the spirit of adoption. And we're blessed. And both of both grandmas have passed on, and we're just believing for an awesome increase of generational inheritance. And then our verse over her, which is what the Lord did in us in this whole situation, and we over here is Isaiah 26, 3 and 4, and it's the Amplified version because we need to make this longer. No. it says, "You will keep in perfect and constant peace the ones whose mind is steadfast, that is committed and focused on you in both inclination and character. Because he trusts and take refuge in you with hope and confident expectation. Trust confidently in the Lord forever. He is your fortress, your shield, and your banner. For the Lord God is an everlasting rock, the rock of ages." And so we're just believing for that over Lily and for each and every single one of us. And we totally have found in our whole process with her and the story and everything else, as we kept our minds on the Lord, he kept us in perfect peace. At times, we didn't feel perfect peace, but his faithfulness came in to bring that perfect peace. And the last thing is just the faithfulness of the Lord. She's an expression of that, and there's an aroma everywhere that she goes just of the Lord because of the promise that she is. So, yeah.
Can we give a big cheer for this family? Hey. Amen. And we also want to welcome, there are, I believe, more of the family back here. Yeah. So that's why I made that comment. So you want to welcome, you want to wave your hands. There's a lot of family back here. And maybe families from other ones up here, if there's anybody else representing the families on this side. But we welcome you. Yeah. We just love these baby dedications for many, many different reasons, and some of which includes seeing the extended family as well. So Pastor Bill's going to take it from here. Sure, copy.
Okay, so this is like doing Psalm 119 when we do this declaration over the children. So most of us in here have been through this before, and you know that there's going to be a little bit of stumbling on the words. It's not that we're trying to get the words together. It's that we're dedicating, we're declaring over these children. And I just love it that we have a boy and a girl on this side, a boy and a girl on this side, two families on this side. We never get it organized like this. This is awesome. And so as they declare, all the family members can kind of just join in, get close, put your hands on the couple if you want to, or the baby, however you want to do it. Out here, we're going to do something a little different. We'd like you to bookend your children, parents. Be on, you know, one parent on either side of all your children. And most of you already do that. Look at that. That was pretty cool. And as we declare up here, we want you just kind of, you know, declaring some of the things that are spoken up here over your children. Some of you have dedicated your children here, so you have said these words before. And you can quietly do that while they're declaring out with big voices up here, or whatever they want to do. They can be quiet if they want. It works either way. And so you have to put your child's name in the blank. That should be pretty obvious on the writing here. But we also want to, I will try to leave out the he and the hims and the she and the hers, but you should you know, either put your child's name or say one of those. So we'll declare this out, and we'll kind of go slow because we want it to sink in. This isn't just a blah, blah, blah. This is spiritual. This is a spiritual moment. This is holy ground. And again, for the parents out there and any singles, you can kind of just put your hand out and bless whatever family you want to put your hand towards. We think this is a holy moment. Psalms 127. You need to know this psalm. It's a short psalm. But verses 3 and 4 and 5. Behold, children are a gift. Other translations say a blessing. Other translations say a heritage of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Look at your children. Point to your children and say, you are a reward. Point to your grandchildren. You are a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. Some families here have a full quiver already. They will not be ashamed when they speak with their enemies in the gate. What are they going to say to their enemies in the gate about what God has done to provide their children? Look how the Lord has blessed me. I have a generation that's going to go forward and tell others about the powerful Jesus. It's a heritage. They are a heritage. They are a blessing. They are a gift from God. So we're going to declare out, and don't worry about matching. This is about declaring. Okay? So you can read along with. If you miss a few words, God knows the heart. Okay? Don't go back and try to catch the words. Just declare. Ready? Follow me. Father. Wow, they're going. Look at that. They're doing it. Yeah, afterwards. Yeah. It'll be fine. I'll go up. We'll do a song over them. Yes, they do. Wow, that worked awesome. Although the ones in the seats didn't know what happened. So this is for you. This is for you. You ready? The ones in the seats and a double one for up here. Father, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we as the parents of declare that he or she will be raised by us as you would desire and will follow the path that you've set for him or her. We praise and thank you for giving us the gift of, and we will trust you to enable us to model and demonstrate your godly, passionate love to him, her, all the days of his, her life. Father, we commit to you that we will train up in the way that he, she should go, and he, she will not depart from it. According to your word, we declare that he or she will intimately know you at a very young age, and the power of your resurrection and the fellowship of your sufferings. Your grace is sufficient and your strength is made perfect in weakness for their life. We thank you, we trust you, Lord, to fulfill your promises for our child or children. And we thank you for pouring and developing your blessings and giftings into the life of your children. He or she, your children, will grow up as a worship warrior for you, seeking and enjoying your presence above all else. We believe that our child will receive the fullness of his or her, their inheritance in Christ Jesus. We declare that they will grow up in wisdom, stature, and in favor with God and man, and will wholeheartedly love and serve you, Lord, all the days of his, her, their life, increasing in every good work and perfect gift from you, the Father of lights. We declare that our children will be obedient and honoring, loving you, Lord, with all his, her, their hearts, soul, mind, and strength, with the determination and powerful anointing of an end-time radical lover of you. He, she, they will live a supernatural life marked by holiness and purity, filled with the compassion for the lost and the hurting. We declare that our children will walk in the fullness of you, Holy Spirit, demonstrating your amazing love through signs, wonders, and miracles with passionate, fiery love. He, she, our children will carry your glory to the ends of the earth as you lead him, her, they in to do. We declare that our children will live a long, healthy life filled with peace, joy, and righteousness in the Holy Ghost, fulfilling divine destiny and calling. They will demonstrate our Father's love and carry the heart of Jesus all the days of their lives. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege of raising our children and dedicate them to you. As parents, we publicly offer ourselves to you, Jesus, to love and serve you alongside fellow believers in this ministry for the furthering of your kingdom. We bless our children. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, applying your precious blood to their lives. We love you, Lord, and we declare that our household will serve you and you alone all the days of our lives. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We love this because we want to all enter into this together, and it may feel like it's a little bit long, but we think children are valuable, families are valuable and very important. And so Pastor Bill and I want to pray over each of the little ones with their moms and dads, and then Pastor Bill's going to sing over them. But for anyone who isn't aware of, in the book of Job, when it speaks about declaring and decreeing a thing, it shall be established, I just want to quote that for you and let you know that in Job 22:28 and 29, That's what it says. Decree, declare, speak out, believe it, a thing or something, and it will be established. And it goes on to say, because when you do, the light of God in you will go forward and the favor of God will flow through you. And when people would come against or try to hurt or come against you, then the Lord will come in and save and be with you. That's the amplified extended version, but that's what it means with a little bit more understanding. So that's why we take the time to do this, so that we understand. It's really important. And of course, the Lord's grace is in there to empower us to carry these things out in our families, no matter what's going on in our life. We may have some ups, we may have some downs, we may have some turns to the left or to the right, but the Lord says, train up a child in the way he should go or she should go, and he or she will not depart from it. And we're believing that that's a promise of the Lord, and so we're standing on all promises as yes and amen. So we're going to invite the parents and the little ones to just stand right here and then welcome the rest of the families to go take your seat, and we just want to anoint them with oil. We can. So it's right over here. Yeah, right over here. Hi. How you doing? Hi. It's good to see you.
Blessings. Hey, buddy.
What happened to you? Sorry. Yes, Kim and Rick. We got everybody here. Hey, Cameron.
Hi.
Good to see you. Oh, my goodness, we go way back. Hi.
Good to see you.
These grandmas.
Blessings.
So we're just going to. You can do the anointing.
What?
Didn't you anoint each one?
The parents and the baby.
The children, just the babies.
Oh, just the babies.
Just the babies.
Mm-hmm. Just the babies.
Mm-hmm.
Praying.
So, Father, we just praise you and thank you for this little life. We just thank you, Lord, that your wisdom, stature, and favor with God and man will be on her all the days of her life.
Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you for Aurora, Father. Just see her on a slide with much joy. It's going down the slide, and it seems to be a loop. It goes back, and she goes down the same slide. And a loop that goes back, and she goes down the same slide. Joy continually. The joy of the Lord is your strength, Aurora. We thank you that it's going to be your face and joy continually for your life. And for all the challenges that you'll face in life, you will conquer it with joy in Jesus' name.
And that every word that's been spoken out, every decree and every declaration for you and all the babies shall come to pass with your parents behind you and your family and all of those in the faith who are standing with you as well. We believe it in Jesus' name.
Yes,
amen.
Lord. Lord.
Hey, baby James.
James.
We anoint you in the name of the Father and Son and Holy Spirit and believe that all words, all visions, all dreams, all pictures, every decree and declaration shall be yours. Many things have been spoken already and we've come into agreement with them and we say yes and amen and we speak out your life verse and every other verse that the parents, your parents have come up with and we've spoken. In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord, I just saw James making James. A posture of muscles. And I heard the word Samson, but reverse Samson. Samson had a great calling that he never really figured out exactly how to be holy in it. That's what I say about Samson, too. But, Lord, James will, in his anointing, in his strength that's been spoken into him and over him, he will be the reverse Samson, the washed Samson, the holy Samson. And he will fulfill his call as unto the Lord without the selfishness coming in, without the faults winning out over his call. Thank you, God. You are gracious to Samson. Amen. And you will be more than gracious to James because he will please your heart in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Where he is. Those penetrating eyes.
That's right.
Little Ethan.
Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we just love you and bless you and anoint you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. We thank you that you are dedicated into the hands of the Lord right now for the rest of your life, that you would not move to the left or to the right, that you would walk that straight and narrow path, and that you would hear and see so clearly, and that every word and every decree, declaration, promise, scripture, verse, every vision and dream declared and decreed, and even those to come, shall come to pass for you that are from the Lord. In Jesus' name.
I see you, Ethan. You're at a stadium. You're in the seats, and your hands are up cheering because Jesus is on the mound. And then I see you transferred to being the catcher, and that as Jesus pitches, you catch every flaming, fiery throw that he has. You catch it in your mitt. You're going to be one that catches the fire of Jesus, one that catches the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be blessed in that, Ethan. Be blessed in that. You won't be a spectator. You'll be cheering Jesus on, and you'll be catching his pitches in Jesus' name.
And those piercing eyes will connect and see the eyes of Jesus, and you'll walk together as one.
Yes, yes, yes. Amen. He agrees. He agrees.
Woo! Lillian, Grace. Hey, sweetie. You are a precious treasure, and we love you. And we believe all that Andy and Nikki have prayed out and believed for, and the family backing, and all of us here at Frontline, and all that we're not aware of as well. Everybody who have spoken out into the heavenlies for you, prayed for you, for your safe arrival, and everything else that's happened since then, we praise God for that. And we're believing that all things will come to pass for your little life, and you will have your prophetic destiny that is never shortened, and is always on God's heart and mind, and you'll walk it out in Jesus' name. Every word, picture, dream, vision, scripture, verse, and everything else that has already been seen and declared and decreed, and that which is to come, we say yes and amen, and we hold fast to back you up in your little life so that you will walk really closely and declare the works of the Lord.
I see you, little Lillian. You are dressed in a very flowing dress. You're dancing with some of these children here, and more than even the children in the seats and up here at the throne room before Jesus, before the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. You are using flags. Your dress is flowing. You're worshiping, and it's unto the King, unto the King. Mm-hmm. You will be a leader of the dance. In order to worship Jesus, you'll be the leader of the dance, the leader of the dance. Your feet will move in unison with the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Keep dancing, little girl. Keep dancing. Get those feet dancing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Can we bring all the parents and babies right here? We get one picture together. We can be with you in this picture.
Oh, there.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't want to cover anybody in.
No. You have to move down, move down just a little bit. Yeah. That would be good.
Okay. All right.
Amen. Amen. Right. What are you doing now? Do you want them to? Do you want them to stay up here or go down? Okay, you can all. Thank you, guys, and we do have certificates for you. And Pastor Bill has a song he wants to decree and declare over you and everyone.
Receive the blessing. his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. 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 Sing along. Amen. 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 The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you. Be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. 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 Amen.
May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations and your family and your children, and the children, and the children. May his favor be upon you, and a thousand generations, and your family, and your children, and the children, and the children. May his favor be upon you, and a thousand generations, and your family, and your children, and the children. And the children, may his favor be upon you, and a thousand generations, and your family, and your children, and the children, and the children. May his presence go before you, and behind you, and beside you, all around you, and within you. He is with you, he is with you in the morning, in the evening, in your coming and your going, in your weeping and rejoicing. He is for you, 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 he is for you. He is for you, he is for you, he is for you, he is for you, he is for you. Amen. Amen. Amen.
bless you in the name of the Lord. Bless your children. Bless your generations. May they all serve the Lord. He is worthy. 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 In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We have a short clip we want to play right now. It's very short, so turn the volume up. But just take a look at the picture here.
Oh, I will sing. No, my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing. No, my life you
So we just see three little girls coming up and putting their arms around each other, and we believe that there is no junior Holy Spirit, and we believe that as we do train up our children the way that the Lord intends, that we're going to see great and mighty things. We already have here, and we're very blessed. So we thank you for spending this great amount of time with us, but we don't think it's wasted time because we so believe in families. I had the privilege of praying for families, and Andy has a very short clip from National Day of Prayer, just to give a picture of what happened on Thursday. And Rachel was praying for the end to human trafficking as well. Jamie and Mike were leading worship for most of the afternoon. Amanda came in at the end, and Christy was singing out all over the city of Canton. Pastor Bill was in Maslin. I don't know if we have a short clip of that or not. But Andy put something together, and we just want to decree and declare that in this nation, families, the way God intended, will rise. And the blueprint of heaven that God has given us, the blueprint of heaven from Genesis, the book of Genesis, will capture the hearts of individuals and families. And we're going to see a turnaround. And we're going to see families lifted up, mothers and fathers and children loving and serving the Lord, because the Lord is King in this region and in this nation. And we're believing that as we spread the word around the world. Amen. So if Andy can show that.
Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like fire.
Are we God's people? And we pray, and we seek His face, and we turn, we have to turn, we have to turn our wicked ways. And then He says, I will hear from heaven, I will forgive your sin, and I will heal your land. Amen? We say, Lord, this very region, this state, this nation, we call back to you. We thank you, Father, that your original design, your blueprint for families shall be our portion.
And we are saying that you, O God, are the Holy One. You, O God, are lifted up. You are, O God, are mighty and powerful. And we open up the doors, we open the gates for you, O Lord of glory, to come in and make a difference here in the name of Jesus.
So we believe that what God is wanting to release here in the Canton area, Stark County, even Maslin, that we're part of that. So we invite you, we thank you, first of all, for those who were part of that within Canton and Maslin. Thank you. There's other people. God bless you, and thank you so much. And we do have a intercession worship and prayer time June 14th here. It's regional. We're inviting everybody to come here. It's all night. You can come for some, all of it, whatever you can work out in your own life. And it's June 14th, and there's a little picture, a flyer they're putting up here. It's called All Night Watch of the Lord. We believe that as we pray and stand and worship together and we don't move, we're standing solid, that the enemy is really going to be pushed back. Darkness is being pushed back. And so at this point, we want to just say thank you all for coming. It's 12:15. We're going to end a little bit early today. And God bless you all so that you can mingle with all the families that are still here. I can't see. Move over. There's a big... Move over so I can see your face because of the glare. If you have something to say. Okay, Rachel has a quick announcement. I can only see a figure because of the glare behind you. That's why.
We're so glad you're all here today, and I just wanted you to know that on May 18th, two Saturdays from now, Freedom Cry Conference is coming up, and this is an amazing release to our community in the area of human trafficking. We've been holding these conferences since 2013, and we've seen the Lord do incredible things as we invite the community to come in. It's been an amazing mix of professionals and church members and community members coming in to learn about human trafficking. We're passing out a flyer for you guys to have, and you can look on the back. The credentials of the speakers who are coming in is amazing, but most of all, every person coming in is coming with a heart to lift up Jesus and say that he is the answer, he is the solution, and the Holy Spirit just anoints this day. I invite you all to come, and please be inviting your friends and family, and thank you.
There are continuing ed credits, yes, and they're on the flyer, so we want people to come. God bless you all. Thank you so much. Have a great day.